I live in my oneness as all. I live in my oneness as all. For the thought for today, we can consider the idea that I live in my oneness as all. This is the voice of possibility. It's a voice of possibility within me that says, I live in my oneness as all. And to live in my oneness at all, that means that everything is possible for me. Everything is possible for me to experience in my life. Everything is possible for me to know. Everything is possible for me to enjoy and participate in. It's my voice of possibility. And that voice of possibility gives me all sorts of opportunities. It says to me, whatever idea comes to you, search it out. Look at it. Give it a little bit of understanding on your part. I live in my oneness as all. So if I'm living in my oneness as all, I'm living in my awareness of who and what I am. Now, I may never know who and what I am. I may never know how wonderful I am. I may never know that I am fantastic in every possible way. I may never know that. But it's always a fact. It's always a fact that I am always that way. I am always totally aware of my oneness as all. So now, I would like to have a human activity going on, or I'd like to have a spiritual activity or a divine activity, or I'd like to have whatever kind of activity go on in me. And when I say I live in my oneness at all, my oneness as all, then that means that that exists in me. It's not only a possibility, it's my reality. And perhaps that is a better term for it, the voice of reality. Is that what I am? Am I the voice of reality? Am I saying to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me? Am I saying to myself, this is a wonderful world? Am I saying to myself, this is my reality? Not a voice of possibility. I've always been thinking in terms of voice of possibility and thinking, oh, isn't that wonderful? Or the voice of the University of Philosophy or the voice of the University of Healing. I've been always thinking that it's something outside of me. And yet, what I really want to think, it's the voice of my reality. The voice of my reality is what's going on inside of me. What's going on in my thought system? What's going on in my mental attitude about me and my world? Do I think that my world is getting better and better every day? Do I think that my world is revealing more and more of itself every day? Do I think that this is a fantastic situation to be in? Is that what I think? Well, if I do, then I'm doing something very, very right. I'm doing something very, very positive and very, very exciting. Because that's where I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. That's how I am. That's all I am. Who is it that you are? Who is it that you are when you think that you are number one? Who is it that you think that when you are the voice of reality? When you say, I am so old, I am so young, I have a male body or female body, I have children, I have a spouse, I have a mother and father, I have grandparents, I have relatives, I have a life. When I say all these things, what am I saying? I'm limiting myself to the appearance world that I live in. And whenever I limit myself to the appearance world that I'm living in, then I do not live in my allness as one. I live in my limitation of whatever I can imagine myself to be. I live in my limitation of whatever I can conceive of myself to be living like now on this planet Earth. And is that what I want to do? Is that how I really want to be? Is that what's really important for me? Well, if it is, then you can be sure that's what I've got. You can be sure that if I read the books of other people, I'm living their life and not living my own. If I read the story of history or archaeology or any type of things of the past, then I'm living in the past. And if I'm dreaming of things that science would tell me comes in the future, then I'm living in the future. Who am I really? Where am I really? What am I really? What is important to me? What is the most important thing in my life? What is the most important thing for me? Do I really want to live in my oneness as all? What does oneness as all mean? Well, oneness as all means that every experience that I could ever imagine is mine. Everything is already done, already past, already future, already now. And you say, well, that takes a lot of excitement out of living, doesn't it? No. It puts a lot of excitement into living because now I'm not living somebody else's life. I'm not taking somebody else's adventure and saying, gee, that's interesting, or that's what I'd like to do. I'm not taking somebody else's attitude and saying it. We watched a movie the other night, and in the movie, the lack of morals was very evident. And we looked at that movie, and we felt sort of unclean as we looked at the movie. And we felt unclean as we looked at the movie, not because it was a bad movie. It was a movie of righteousness. It was a movie of living up to whatever is your highest and best. It's a movie of being yourself. But the greatest thing in the movie wanted to portray, and somehow didn't get it across, is the idea of honesty. If you always tell the truth, you never have to worry about anything. If you always tell the truth, even if you're misunderstood in telling the truth, you know you have told the truth. Inside of you, you feel good. And this is where it all is. I live in my oneness as all. When I live in my inside, in the feeling and the knowledge and the awareness that all is good, when I realize in me that I have done all things that are possible to be done for my benefit, for my happiness, for my joy, for my fulfillment, when I realize that, then I have accomplished the greatest accomplishment that could ever be done by a human being, by a divine being, by anybody at all. Can I be true to myself? That's my voice of reality. That's my voice of reality, that I am being true to myself. And as I am true to myself, everyone is true to me. As I am true to myself, everyone walks the path of honesty and integrity, values and virtues, and I feel clean and beautiful in me. But whenever I have to snidge a little bit, whenever I have to tell a little white lie, whenever I feel I need to protect someone else's feelings or someone else's things or my own, then I'm not doing my truth of living in my oneness as all. All of us can live in our oneness as all by doing one simple thing, by living in our voice of reality, by always speaking that which is our highest and best, always radiating outwardly the divine from within us, not regurgitating the outward activities in our thinking system, but radiating outwardly from our own oneness as all, the truth about us, our reality. This day I established for myself the idea that I live in my voice of reality 24 hours of every day. And as I live in my voice of reality, I live in my oneness as all. I live in my purity of consciousness. I am virtue personified. I am a person of tremendous, wonderful values. And my world is that way, and the people around me that way, and I am that way, and everything I do is that way. Now you say, boy, don't you feel good about yourself. This is what each of us must do. We must feel good about ourselves. Because if we do not feel good about ourselves, no one is going to have a picture from us of who we are. When we can feel good about ourselves, when we can believe in ourselves, when we can live in our oneness as all, then everything we do will be the ideal manifest. It is already in existence. My reality already is. I turn my attention to my reality, not to the limitations of the world, but to my reality of being unlimited, to my reality of being the oneness of all. And living in this consciousness and this oneness of being the oneness of all, I feel good and very good, and I feel positive, I feel joyful, I feel magnificent, I feel divine. Walk with me on this wonderful path, but walk in your own self. Live in your oneness as all. Live in your voice of reality. Live in the truth that you are one and always divine, and that you radiate outwardly from within you all that is good and beautiful, and I radiate out from within me all that is good and beautiful. And even my dog radiates outwardly all that is good and beautiful. He loves to play, but he knows when he's not supposed to be playing. He knows when he can be playing. He knows when it's right to play. And my cat, she knows when it's right to play. Jeannie knows how I want her to play and how I don't want her to play. So if I can do this with my pets, and if I can do this with the people in my world, seeing them always living in their oneness as all, seeing them live in their voice of reality, seeing them live in their purity, then that purity is what they are now and forevermore. It's a good feeling, isn't it? Know this for yourself. And as you know this for yourself, be this for yourself, because this is your reality. This is your total beingness. And it's the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that matters for you or for anyone in this universe. And know that it is done now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. With all the love that's within me. And so it is.